This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Close behind. We're doing the Lord's work. So get behind us. Lord Jesus Christ. Get behind me, Satan. I'm going to find me a reckless woman.
I'm going to find me a reckless woman.
You like Waylon Jennings?
Oh, I love Waylon Jennings. Old
razor
school.
Razor blades and dice.
Yeah, he was a Buddy Holly fan.
Yeah, he was. I mean, like back in the 50s, you could have been on a tour and you could have seen Buddy Holly, Waylon Jennings, Johnny Cash, Muddy Waters, Elvis.
And they were out in West Texas. And it was sub-zero. And he had to ride in the bus. It was going to be freezing. And he goes, I hope your damn plane crashes and you die.
Yeah.
And they did.
Yeah. Sad. But one of the
powerful
greatest.
When you're Waylon Jennings, you can't be cursing people.
That's true.
At that Providence. Right. All right. His son's a cool guy.
Oh, yeah.
Shooter, you know him? He's a great guy.
Yeah.
So, you're awesome, and we like the work you're doing. You got a lot of sophistication. You got a long, long, long career in the InfoWar ahead of you. Any other points you'd like to add? Because me and this old dog have been running over you.
I mean, I just hope everybody watching is just, you know, keeps hope for what's going on. I mean, just seeing the onslaught of things on Twitter all day and the news about this and that and the left-wing attacks and people are getting hit over the head with crowbars. I think, you know, in the end, things are going to work themselves out and, you know, justice will be brought about. That, you know, people like this are not going to get away with it forever.
I agree. Tell us about you're representing a client that they who's semi-autistic. They beat up twice. So he pulled a gun on him and trying to put him in jail.
That's right. I mean, all of what happened to Andy Ngo in Portland is predicated upon the Portland police, the Portland prosecutors, the Portland politicians, including the mayor and the judges. When someone who was put on the Asperger spectrum was had
tell me your client's name.
Michael Strickland. He'd been violently assaulted before. He'd been violently threatened with assault. He went to film a public event, and when he was there, they were approaching him from the back, from the side, and from the front. They're all wearing masks. There's a reason why they're wearing.
They've attacked him before.
Exactly. They have weapons with him. They're all much bigger than him, much stronger than him. There's a lot more of them. And all he does is, while moving backwards, shows them that he has a gun. And he does it in exactly the manner that you're trained to do. He does it while he's walking backwards, just brandishes and shows it to them, and then puts it away. And it had its intended protective effect.
They're like, we're a bunch of cowards who just want to kill you. How dare you? Police!
And the police, knowing the backstory of this situation, knowing what happened, arrest him instead. Charge him with 21 different felonies. He ends up with not even, Portland's jury pool is so bad, they could not even get a fair and impartial jury.
We're going to roll that video coming up. What's the headline of that video? We'll pull it up.
There's multiple different ones about him pulling a gun on Antifa.
There's a video of it, though.
Oh, yeah, there's multiple videos of it because it got played multiple times at the trial.
Just go to YouTube and type in
Michael Strickland, Antifa gun, Portland.
Yeah, so we'll have that. So thank you so much. What's your next video going to be about?
Next video, I'm going to try to recap everything that happened over the past few months with me in May and June, that what happened with the school, what happened with all the mainstream media, and what were the repercussions for that in my daily life. I mean, it was some crazy things, like the school was like essentially putting a target on my back. Yeah, there's a lot to talk about.
You can also do sarcastic videos where you like talk about that girl with the carbon taxes and just go, I agree with AOC, the world is ending in 12 years by the clip. I agree with this little girl, we must all pay carbon taxes to Al Gore. I will do what they say. Thank you, YouTube, for taking my channel down and giving me strikes before. I now know how to behave. You are right. You are correct. I mean, I'm thinking about that. For people that are still on YouTube, still able to do it, if I was still there, I'd do a bunch of sarcastic videos.
Yeah, and they can just always finish with Alex Jones bad, Orange Man bad, and then they have it all wrapped up.
Kill babies after they're born. I love world government. I love Islam. I love acid attacks. Sorry, Sophie. Go ahead. You're bad.
I think that's the only way that I would ever survive on YouTube. I mean, everybody's going to get kicked off eventually. But if I actually, like, wanted to stay on there, which is, I don't, I think that's the only way I would be able to get by.
I know folks that know, and I know a few of them, like high-level writers for BuzzFeed and all the other crappy, and they, like, they all know it's a big joke. Mm-hmm. It's all a sick joke. But they write articles about, you know, milk is racist, and the media goes with it. So thank you so much, and God bless. Be safe. I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton up, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something, and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning. And I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, his life was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I pulled the article up, the video up here from the Oregonian. Man pulling gun at Portland protest caught on video. They're now making acid bombs that attacked this guy before. You were going to finish up telling us the whole story of this.
You see him right there. He's backing up. He's far away from anybody. All he's doing is brandishing the gun, showing them that he's armed if they come and attack him. He puts it and holsters it. That's it. And what he did is exactly what you want someone to do to protect. Look at all these people that are surrounding him that now are trying to get out of the picture. But look at all that. You have eight different people within just 5 feet of him. And all that.
And again, they beat him up once, tried to attack him, threatening him before.
They had partially broken his arm before. So, I mean, this is a little guy. He's not real big. He's been constantly threatened, physically assaulted, repeatedly victimized. He was the Andy Ngo before Andy Ngo. His name's Michael Strickland. Has a site called Laughing at Liberals and other things like that. And what did the Portland police, politicians, and prosecutors do? They jailed him. They put him in jail, charged him with 21 different felonies. The jury system is so bad in Portland, they could not even pick a fair or impartial jury. The Portland judge then hammered him, did and made a whole bunch of legal errors in the process because the judge knew what the politics was in Portland. The politics in Portland was give Antifa free reign. And it's worse than what the Klan
had. So what ended up happening?
So he ended up going to jail, and he hired me after he'd been convicted. So I am representing him on appeal. It's currently pending before the Oregon Court of Appeals. A bunch of people got together to assert his rights, First Amendment, Second Amendment rights, because this is somebody who was exercising his Second Amendment rights to assert his First Amendment rights.
And they're chasing him. There's a long video. I've seen it. They're chasing him to his car.
Absolutely. And they've done this repeatedly to him. And they've done this repeatedly throughout Portland. And what I told the judges of the appeals court was that they've created a system that's a joke. They look like 1920s Birmingham that's green-lighting the Klan.
Or 1930s. Four brown shirts.
Exactly. You could look at the certain Soviet activities that were going on in violence in the red-white revolution in Russia. So, but I mean, we haven't seen this in the United States since, and even most towns didn't do this for the Klan, what Portland's doing for Antifa, and what D.C. is doing for Antifa. I was at the Deplorable, was one of the co-sponsors of the Deplorable, which was for the Trump inauguration.
They planned to attack that with nerve gas.
Correct. And they had already had the plan plans in place. This was a national press club where it was done. They already had the plans in place. They had mapped out the entire air conditioning duct system. So they were that close to poisoning thousands of people. So this is who they are. And important note about that, almost all those Antifa people that did that violence around the inauguration, they could not get a conviction out of a D.C. jury. They got jury nullification that is far worse than what was happening in the 1950s South. So that's what we have. We have the Klan Tifa that is now being greenlit by major politicians in lefty cities like Portland and D.C. that are threatening the physical safety of ordinary people trying to exercise their First and Second Amendment rights. And in Michael Strickland's case, it was just a young, small kid that's on the spectrum doing the best he can with his grassroots journalism. In Andy Ngo's case, he's a gay Vietnamese, small in stature reporter.
Why does Antifa? Because I've gone out to events. They don't mess with me. There'll be an old dude with a "don't tread on me" in a wheelchair that's paralyzed. They'll attack them, or a woman, or like a little Asian reporter who isn't even, a gay guy. That's how he's described, in a summer dress. Antifa didn't like him, so they started beating him. So this old guy comes over to help him, and they split his head open.
Not only that, I was at the Mike Cernovich event in New York City last year.
So they tried to shut that down.
And not only that, they physically assaulted and put an elderly Jewish man in the hospital. Same dynamic. They generally target people that they, if you look at most Antifa, they're not exactly people who are naturally trained fighters. That's why they carry weapons. That's why they're dressed in all black. That's why they're hiding their identity. That's why they travel in a group. People want to know the history of this. Antifa's mirroring the Black Bloc of East Germany and West Germany. And the Black Bloc was notorious. They would do riots where they would attack the public and attack the police every May Day.
Exactly. So this is a classic communist takeover plan. You've got Joe Biden saying it's time to get physical in our revolution. Mm-hmm. You've got CNN and all these clips we played earlier praising Antifa. They really think this is going to go well. I don't think they're thinking this out. Beto campaigning for president in Mexico. Not going to go well. What are they thinking?
Well, their logic is, that's what they've done. They removed the ability to defend yourself at these rallies by politically corrupting the local communities that govern the criminal prosecution in those communities. That when Portland police have tried to crack down on Tifa, they have been threatened. So you basically have a clan. It's like some 1990s action movie where the local mobster comes in and takes over the whole town. And you need a world.
Oh, I watched. You're right. I watched hours of different angles of videos. This is over 3 hours of protest, but I got enthralled by it this week. This weekend, I was extra time on the elliptical. It was so interesting. I could forget I've been on the elliptical for an hour. The cops would come over when they're beating a woman and say, "Stop it." And Antifa would say, "F you," and swing at the cop, and the cop would step back because they're fired if they. And so the cops are behind the scenes saying, "Look, it's the mayor."
Oh, there's no doubt about it. The police chief and some of the others are political actors. The ordinary. There's people that have retired from the Portland police. There's people that have reached out to me from the Portland police that are ashamed and embarrassed as what's happening. So this is entirely the politicians at the top. I blame some of this on the courts. The court's failure to exercise the rule of law in Portland is a disgrace to the courts and the legal system.
What I'm asking is, where does it end?
Well, and the other thing I would add here is, you pointed out that you're targeting little guys. The other potential defense mechanism here were groups like the Proud Boys. And that's the reason why Antifa and the left targeted the Proud Boys. Tried to get them shamed, tried to get them smeared, tried to get banned.
Because they got their little meth head asses kicked.
Exactly. They knew that if there's 10 Proud Boys around anything to go, they don't try to attack them. They just yip.
You'd have 200 of these meth heads against 10 Proud Boys. So why is the left so pathetic? Like, don't you get it? You attack women and children. You can't fight. You're pathetic.
Oh, precisely. And, the thing is this. Anybody that's a real fighter is not going to be an Antifa guy, right? It's someone that's in the UFC. It's someone that's a trained boxer. It's someone that grew up on the streets. It's someone that served in our military. It's someone who has a deep sense of loyalty to tradition and community and to family. And they protect the vulnerable. They don't beat up the vulnerable. So it's very much a leftist mindset to try to use their power over the
weak. That's why they're obsessed with killing babies.
Precisely. The most vulnerable life in the world. And they target the most vulnerable life in the world. And there's almost a cult surrounding it now. I mean, when we're to the point where we're saying, now, 9 months, fine, go ahead and kill them. Every single Democratic candidate said that. Late-term abortion needs to be something that
we go out to Democratic events and the women come over and go, "I say kill them to age 3, those little pieces of filth." And I've got all the comments going, "I love torturing babies." They love it.
Well, look at the White House Press Club doing that at that major event where they had the comedian talking about clubbing a baby as a joke. So this is the mindset.
They're trying to get rid of our own survival instinct.
Yeah.
Because if we won't stand up for babies, it metaphysically opens the gate of God's providence leaving us, folks. This is real stuff.
You can't hate the most vulnerable life in the world and care about humanitarian
ideas. I'll use the allegory of the Golden Child, which is an Eddie Murphy movie and cheesy, but it's actually archetypal. And the left wrote this. They understand it. They want to kill the Golden Child. That's like the new Dalai Lama or the new Christ or whatever from a Buddhist perspective. And they killed kids. They tortured them to death and taken their blood and put it in oatmeal to the Golden Child, and he keeps refusing to eat it. And the demon in man's form goes, "You will eat it." And the demon goes in and talks to the devil, and he goes, "Lord, I can't get him to do it." He goes, "Don't get the Ajanti dagger. Go ahead and kill him with some secret weapon because he won't defile himself." If they trick us into supporting killing babies, if they trick us into supporting child trafficking, if they can metaphysically trick us into evil, God will remove our protection and our providence is gone and we're done and we're hanging by a thread, folks.
I mean, what happens is collectivism is sort of a recandescence of old school human sacrifice, where the ideas of the community and the elites mattered more than the humanitarian rights of the individual. And you're seeing, when they do archaeological excavations, they find these communities where they're bashing babies' heads on the wall and on the ground and so forth. So it's a mindset and mentality that's meant to elevate collectivism over individualism, elevate the state over the rights of the people, elevate...
over humanity. We must degrade humanity because people are squirmish about destroying humanity. We're out of time. Gerald Celente from Kingston, New York is ready. And we got the War Room, 3 o'clock Central, coming up with Owen Schroyer. Whatever you do, your word of mouth is paramount. It's king. Without you spreading the word about the live shows, they'll win, but you've been taking action. I salute you. And store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot points. 50% off all the supplements. It's got to end because X2 and a bunch of other products are about to sell out. The toothpaste, fluoride-free, super blue, colloidal silver iodine. It's available. It's all 50% off. Thank you all for your support. And please take action and get the products today. Only about 50 of the Clown World limited edition shirts left.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Poly Grip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence. Poly Grip. Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing. The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent. Oh my God, we need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello, hello. Great to be back on Alex Jones Show. And I want to thank everybody for all that they do at InfoWars to keep the people informed with news that you can use rather than the junk news that the prostitutes sell on the mainstream media. Controlled, of course, by 6 companies, 90% of it plus, only by 6. Hey, how about those debates, huh? What kind of imbecile would call them debates? They're not debates. It's just more the crap that the mainstream media throws out there. You got 1 minute to answer the question and 30 seconds to respond. How could you intelligently do anything like that on any major issue that means anything? How do you stand about the Iraq war or the Afghan war or what's going on in Libya? Well, let me tell you this. I tell you about my, when I was 18 years old and I was, I mean, what stupid garbage. It's nothing more than soundbite stupidity. Again, brought to you by the mainstream media. You know, this Me Too movement, they should really get back into shape over here because, after all, it used to be the League of Women Voters used to run these debates when they were debates. I say bring them back. What a freak show it is. So, you know, Trump met with the leader of North Korea. And so here's my take on it. I don't think it happened by a tweet. I think the thing was planned before. Just to make it clear, that's, you know, the motto of the Trends Journal, think for yourself. I mean, it wasn't, hey, the President Trump tweeted, he wants to meet you at the DMZ, what do you say we go there? I think it was all set up. And here's what I also believe. I believe, as a trend forecaster, my forecast is going to be peace with North Korea. It's already, plans are already made. Right now, it's just a sideshow. They're going to save the big announcement closer to the 2020 elections. Number two, Afghan war over before the elections. Everything's in play right now. And number three, the reason Trump didn't attack Iran is because Iran ain't Libya, certainly not Syria. And it's not Iraq. It's Iran. These Persians have been there a long time, and they shot this thing out the size of a major airline at a very high altitude. Took out that drone. So if war broke out in the Middle East and we still have those battleships out there, because that's all they really are, these aircraft carriers, these days of hypersonic weapons, laser technology, and on and on and on, a lot of them would have been toast. So I believe that they didn't strike Iran because Trump realizes that this is a real war and it would be a bloody one. So I don't see war with Iran breaking out, not at this point, and not with what's going on now. So, as Trump tried to make peace with North Korea, the imbeciles on the Democratic side attacked him. So what do we have here? Here's Pocahontas, Warren. Our president shouldn't be squandering American influence on photo ops and exchange love letters with a ruthless dictator. Save your crap, Warren, like the rest of you. Who the hell are you to say what they should? Ruthless dictator. Hey, you love that one in Saudi Arabia, don't you? That's okay. Yeah. How about all those ruthless dictators that the United States supported? Oh, we got to celebrate the overthrow of the Honduran government. It was just a couple of days ago. Brought to you by the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, Barack Obama. Obama, yep. Obama, quote, I'm really good at killing people. That Obama, huh? That's in the book Double Down. That's who I'm quoting. Hey, how about those other dictators, huh? Pinochet was great. Better than Allende. Yep. One dictator across the globe America supports and has supported. But how dare you talk to that dictator in North Korea, Warren? And what else do we have here? Oh, she said instead we should be dealing with North Korea through principled diplomacy that promotes U.S. security, defends our allies. Hey, which allies are you going to defend, Warren? Oh, you going to lead the fight? Like all you other people that talk about defending our allies? You're going to send your money, send your kids, send yourself, or shut your mouth? All of you. Men, women, black, white, green, yellow, transgender, this gender, that gender. You call them out, take them out, or shut up. Had enough of your...
Russian level DEFCON 5!
You got it. And what else she has to say? Oh, defends our allies and upholds human rights. Oh, yeah, like the great human rights that you dumbo craps did with the overthrow of Gaddafi, huh? We don't like the way he's treating his peoples, I tell you. Yeah, we're going to get rid of that guy, Obama says. And all those dumbo craps and repulsivekins, back them up. But how dare Trump talk to a dictator? What garbage. Good for Trump. First president ever to go in a DMZ. Look, I disagree with Trump on a lot of things. I agree with him on this. I agree with him on the trade issues. I agree with him on the border issues. Don't agree with him on a number of foreign policy issues, including Venezuela and Iran, and also with the Golan Heights and giving it to Israel. So, on some issues I agree, others I don't. I'm a political atheist. I don't believe in a party or a person. In their deeds, you shall know them. The motto of the Trends Journal, think for yourself. So that's the way I see it. And then we had B.S. Bernie Sanders shooting his mouth off. Here's what he had to say. I have no problem with him sitting down with Kim Jong-un in North Korea or anyplace else. What's going to happen tomorrow? Or the next day? Well, we'll see, Bernie. If we're going to bring peace to this world, we need a strong State Department. Are you kidding me? A strong State Department. They're just a bunch of flunkies that do what the president tells them to do. We need to move forward diplomatically, not just in photo opportunities.
Okay, Bernie, if you say so. No photo opportunity.
That's all you are is one big photo opportunity. How could they go after Trump for this? One after another. Calling him out. Rather than, hey, great. Maybe pieces of the hand. But no. It's only a photo op. And anyway, we're going to be back in a little bit. And don't forget, for InfoWars, I do. Super Male Vitality. Back in two.
I'll be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need to end here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies. That just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, so are you, and I need war bonds, I need gas, I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable, we're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise $2 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing, and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. Thanks for tuning in. And don't forget, it's just a couple of days away, but it's here right now. 4th of July mega sale. 50% off all InfoWars Life formulas, plus free shipping, and double Patriot points, and new Clown World shirt. That's right. They've launched a new major special at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. Get 50% off all InfoWars Life formulas, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. This could be your last chance to stock up on top InfoWars Life formulas before they are completely out of stock. The warehouse has confirmed they're already selling out of Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine, Supermail Vitality, and DNA Force. And that's why I bought a whole load of Supermail Vitality. Got to keep that vitality going. And hey, I'm a male. Nope, I haven't decided if I'm a non-gender yet. I'm a male. Just saw a big story in the Wall Street Journal how many women are deciding not to get married and just have children. You know, do what you want to do, but I couldn't be me without my mama and my papa. That's right. My father, may his soul rest in peace. When I was a little boy shooting my mouth off, he'd say to me in Italian, Papagallo, parrot, stop repeating what everybody else is saying and think for yourself. And, of course, my father also taught me, learning from him, to be a fighter. Not there to take BS from anybody. I don't give it. I don't take it. So, my mother, on the other hand, taught me how to be appreciative of very many feminine things. So I like the masculine and the feminine. So I'm sticking with Super Male Vitality because I love the feminines. Yep. You could accuse me of that. Ladies and gentlemen, matter of fact, will you get me that book over there, please, Jay, of Zizi and Honey Boy? What Zizi gave Honey Boy, one of my favorite books, everything I've ever written, been writing the Trends Journal since 1991. And to prove my super male vitality at a very young age, that's Zizi. Zizi is the Neapolitan dialect for auntie. Z is aunt. Zizi is your auntie. And she was the last one. They made a movie about this book with Doris Roberts, the woman who played the mother in that TV series, Everyone Loves Raymond. And she died 15 minutes into the movie, but you can get the 15 minutes on Amazon. Anyway, here I am, right there. First Communion with Teresa McKelvey. That's right. We used to kiss in religious instructions. They'd have me arrested today, man. They'd have you all shot up with that stuff. How dare you do that? You know, in the Catholic Church, they teach you that you can receive the body and blood of Christ when you're 7 years old and you reach the age of reason. When I reached the age of reason, I fell in love with Teresa. There it is. There's the proof. So, you got your chip? I got mine. So, super male vitality. I love it. As we move on here, talking about a no-male vitality, how about little Jimmy Carter? Jimmy Carter, all the liberals love Jimmy Carter. Yeah, the guy that deregulated the airline industry. Now we've got two airlines that run everything. And before Jimmy Carter and that other little lowlife called Alfred Kahn, I'll never forget him, an arrogant boy. Kahn man, that's him. Yep. When I was a young man working in D.C. and living in Chicago in D.C., and I used to be a government affairs specialist down there, and I was flying around first class. There were 150 airlines. But thanks to Jimmy Carter and Alfred Kahn, man, they deregulated them because they had laws, very strict laws in place. You only could charge so much, you had to make it on service. There were airlines everywhere. Competition was real. Not anymore. Anyway, the president himself should condemn it. Admit that it happened, Carter said. There's no doubt that Russians did interfere in the election And I think the interference, although yet not quantified, if fully investigated, would show that Trump didn't actually win the election in 2016. He lost the election, and he was put in office because of the Russians interfered on his behalf. You know what that is.
Oh, come on now. That ain't even bullshit. That's horseshit.
It's Carter crap. That's what that is. What kind of... If it was quantified... If it was you're nothing but a loser, an arrogant loser. It wasn't quantified. They can't quantify it. You know why, Jimmy? Because it never happened. Capisce? Or is that over your head, peanut farmer? It never happened. If it happened, they would have quantified it. Like Saddam Hussein, their weapons of mass destruction. Love the Gulf of Tonkin incident, didn't you, huh? Remember the Maine? No. Too old to remember that, or too young. Quantified, shouldn't be president. We did a lot of deep research on this, and we figured out why Donald Trump won. And we were the first magazine, the Trends Journal, in May of 2016. It's there in black and white that forecast Trump a winner. The reason he won is because Hillary Clinton is seen as being very disgusting to a majority of the people. In states that counted. Not in total votes, but in states that counted. Oh, and I believe, and I could be corrected on this, but more women voted for Carter than Clinton. Could be wrong, but I think I'm right. But not 100%. But anyway, they couldn't stand her. And that's why they voted for Trump. And of course, Trump promised things that the people were for, like no more war. And you saw what happened with Tulsi Gabbard at the debates, the most looked up Google name. And according to the Drudge Report, she got the highest rating after she ripped upon that little clown over there, Ryan. You know, two soldiers got killed in Afghanistan, he said. And we have to be there. You go over there, Junior. You go over there. Fight your way through, man. Show them how it's done, Ryan. Lion Ryan. Another little lowlife. I hate these boys and girls that call for war and never go. Send yourself, send your wife, send your kids, send your money or shut your mouth. Anyway, moving on to some other news of interest. Oh, here's the Tulsi Gabbard, by the way. Gabbard was the most searched candidate on Google on Wednesday night. And, according to the Drudge poll, that's right, the straw poll, he came in, that's right there. Talking about wars, right? I'm a young guy, Vietnam War's going on. I didn't want to go. I was too stupid to be against it. I just couldn't imagine me getting shot at in a foreign country. You know, so call me a draft dodger. You're right. A war based on lies. Let's get this 100% straight. The Gulf of Tonkin incident, as they reported, never happened. But those lousy commies, those Vietnamese, hey, they still got the same communist government. You know what? Vietnam's economic moment has arrived. Yep. This weekend, the Vietnam government signed trade and investment pacts with the European Union. Even before such tailwinds, talking about the trade with Vietnam, was on the path to becoming an export powerhouse with outbound trade up by more than 2,000% since the turn of the century. Oh, I thought we could have hate those commies. Yeah, but we got to do business with them. It's okay. Yeah, you send our young men to get killed. That's okay. We're doing business. We're going to be back in a little bit. Don't go away, and don't forget, support InfoWars. Put your money where your heart is.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Great to be here on the Alex Jones Show. You know, I was telling you before about my book, which Zizzy gave Honey Boy. And again, everything I've ever written is my favorite. This is about my 83-year-old aunt. And I was just thinking about it. Targeting some of the essential issues of our time, work, family, health care. Politics, war, and aging in America. Zizzi made Celente think about whether America was delivering on its promises. Have we lost too many timeless old world values in the march to progress? Are we really better off today than we were yesterday? And what does the future hold for each one of us, our families, our communities as a whole? So, took Dizzy to help Salenti see the unsettling truths about what has happened to America over the last several decades. He would talk about the world they once knew, a world filled with family, dinners together, and Sundays at church. So, if you want to get what Zizi gave Honey Boy, just go to our website, trendsjournal.com, and you get a copy if you'd like to buy one. And, of course, the Trends Journal, our monthly magazine, new issue, coming out this week. So, and again, don't forget to support InfoWars, put your money where your heart is. I want to talk a little bit about the economy. Boy, whew. Markets went way up today, went down a little bit, back up. Gold went down. Here's my forecast for gold. Gold has to stay above the $1,385 an ounce mark for it to gain strength. The downside risk I see of gold is $1,270 between there, $1,250 at the very worst. I don't believe it's going to go down that low. I'm a trend forecaster. I don't tell you what to buy. I do not give financial advice. Gold has to break over $1,450 an ounce, the spike to the 2000 mark. So I want to just give you some kind of few headlines. Oh, before I do, though, Apple picks China for production of new Mac Pro. Yep, it's the only device assembled in the U.S. Isn't that great? They got all these tax breaks, and now they're getting it made in China with those commies. Remember we were talking, I hate those commies. We had moron teachers having us hiding under desks in case an atom bomb went off. Like that was going to save your life because we were afraid of those commies. Oh, and if you see a flash, don't look at it. Yeah, like, you'd be toast if you saw a flash. That's the moron education system we have. We need a new education system, too. I write about that as well. Interactive university. You know, you saw what happened with Walmart. They're putting virtual reality on people that are hiring for management positions. It's the new way of learning. It's the 21st century. Our education system is a German system developed for the Industrial Revolution to take people that were making their own things and putting them in centralized locations to read, write, do a little bit of math and follow orders. And that's all our educational system is, to follow orders. So going back to Apple and trade, you know, this is where our future is, bringing the jobs back home. Because the jobs at Walmart aren't paying a living wage. Millennials can't buy homes. You see the numbers coming out all the time. The story just came out now. Let me see if I could find it. Ah, here it is. Okay. Want me to read that line? $5. I'm only kidding. Rental demand surges as home sales keep sagging. People cannot afford to buy a home. So I'm totally in favor of bringing the jobs back. And to me, it's very simple. No trade wars, no tariffs. Put back in place the laws that existed before. End of story, Jack. And to be politically proper in these days, and Jill. Don't want to leave anybody out. Also, with the immigration issue, which is the big Democratic issue, or Democrat issue, it's very simple for me. Put it on the ballot. Let the people vote. Yes, I want to bring in more immigrants, and I am willing to pay X amount of dollars for each one coming in, for their health care, for their education, and other services. No, I don't want more immigrants, illegal immigrants coming in. I will pay X amount to build a wall or to protect the borders. Because to me, it's a very simple formula. Close all those 800 bases overseas. Bring home the troops. Secure the homeland. And while they're at it, fix our third world infrastructure. You know how many times you blow out your front end? You go down to New York City. Holy cow. The potholes in that road, all over the place. Third world rail we got. Taking the subway in New York is a night in Calcutta. So anyway, going back to the economic trends. Yes, the Dow is up, but there's worry coming in that earnings are going to be down. And that's what you have to look at. And again, what we saw with these tax cuts, and again, I call them as I see them, according to the Tax Policy Center, well over 80% went to the 1%, and most of the money went into stock buybacks. They had capital improvements early on in the first few months, but that died. And now you're seeing Apple moving their production overseas, as are other companies. And again, I believe with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, you get it made overseas, you pay the taxes coming back in for that product. That's who you put the trade tariffs on. Nike, Apple, Levi's. That's who you tax. Again, getting it made in Vietnam. How, you know, look what we did to our soldiers, guys my age. How many lives were lost? Almost 60,000. 250,000 wounded. People dying of Agent Orange poisoning. They finally just passed the law to give them some breaks, but not all of them. Yeah, now, you know, we're in our 70s. How much more life you have left? And you're finally getting it now. So no more wars. That's why I occupy peace. I honor the founding fathers. Beginning with George Washington, a real man. Remember Washington crossed the Delaware? Yeah, could you imagine Clinton crossing the ocean to go fight? Or Obama or Bush? Couldn't they fight their way out of a paper bag? So that's why I occupy peace. I want to go on some more economic news to show what's going on. They're coming out with the job figures on Friday. That's going to make a big decision on where the Fed is going to go. So, they're looking for, I believe, let me see here, 160,000 jobs to be created. Last month they only created about 75,000. That number may be artificially low and they may boost it back up. But my forecast is the Fed is going to lower rates in July, and they will probably lower them at least one or two more times this year and at least two more times next year. There's a global economic slowdown. That's why you're seeing oil prices where they are and not going up with the tensions in the Middle East. Matter of fact, Russia and Saudi Arabia just announced that they're going to keep holding back on production. The OPEC and non-OPEC members are cutting off some 1.2 million barrels a day. You're looking at some companies in the United States going bankrupt in the shale business and other oil-related businesses because the prices are low. Then you take a trip to Saudi Arabia. They need oil at $100 a barrel for their economy to break even. And we're looking at, what, $60-something dollars, $63, $64 a barrel for Brent crude. So these are indicators that's important to watch. Other ones to look at. Gold, of course, that's the leader. Where gold goes, so goes the global economy, because it's the ultimate safe haven asset. The higher prices of gold goes, the worse it looks around. And the reason the dollar's not going down, by the way, is because the other currencies are so weak. They got problems with Chinese banks. They're lowering their reserve ratio requirements. The money that banks have to hold to loan it out. So they're in a lot of trouble. Eurozone, they're going to be putting more quantitative easing. So watch gold, watch oil, and watch copper. Copper prices are down about over 7% this year. Dr. Copper, they need it in everything, from high tech to heavy industry. So the lower prices go on copper, the lower the global economy. So those are the things to watch. And also, don't forget, support InfoWars. Do what you can to keep the truth alive. We'll see you when I get back the next time.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.